What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello, my name is Kathy Moore.
It's my wife, Kathy Moore. Today we're going to talk about auto insurance. And when do we add a driver onto our auto insurance policy? What kind of drivers need to be on there? Is somebody that drives your car on a regular basis, or is it a temporary driver? I think we have a lot of times where people are out there driving cars around and on the policy. It happens both commercially and also for us with personal as well. So let's talk about, you own a vehicle, you have household members. How do you determine at what point you have to add the driver, Kathy?
It depends on their age, first of all. If they have a permit or they have a license and they're licensed to drive and they live in your households and have access to your keys, you can add, usually that's when we add them to the policy if they're a new driver. We also do that with, you know, if someone's living with you, a grandkid or somebody that's coming to live with you permanently, or, you know, you're in the middle of a divorce and you have children in both households.
This gets dicey, doesn't it?
That gets a little dicey as well, because you want to make sure that they are on the policy.
So let's just start out from you have a child. And we just went through this with our child.
Yes.
She's 15 at the time, and she gets her learner's permit.
Mm-hmm.
Do we add her at that time?
Depending on the carrier, some carriers want to know that they're, you know, typically they're driving very small percentage because you have certain, you know, rules and regulations you have to abide by. Like, they can't drive at night and they can't do this. They have to be with you. They're not driving by themselves. Some carriers want to know that they're going
to
be.
It's good to have them on the radar, yeah, but you don't have to actually add them because you can't.
Right.
And the reason you can't add them because they don't have a permanent license. So you get kind of a free year there when your learner, you know, your new driver is on a restricted license or a learner's permit. Is the insurance carrier doesn't actually add them onto the policy until they have their license.
But they like to be aware of it. Yeah.
And also, you're not charged a surcharge to be on the license or on the policy either.
Right.
So that's kind of a good one. We've been through this just recently. So we had our daughter. We had some friends that had a daughter. We just added her about 2 weeks ago. And, of course, it's a sticker shock.
Oh, yeah.
And this customer is in metro Atlanta, so you can bet you're already paying higher rates anyway, because if we're in Hiawassee or Hayesville, you know, in the rural area, the auto rates are not as high as if you're in a metro area.
Correct.
So we were able to add the driver. It did go up substantially for them.
Yes.
But we also were able to get a discount for this child because he's a good student.
And also she did a driver's ed course.
Yes. Apparently the discount was about $1,000 in the situation.
Yeah,
so it was pretty substantial.
So it's good to do those types of things.
So what happens if you own a business? And I've seen people try to skate by in the past where all the vehicles are titled in the business name, mm-hmm. and they add their child as a driver on their business policy. I think companies are wise up at this, because that used to be a way to kind of get around paying the youthful rate.
Right.
But now I'm seeing more companies rate that, like, well, they'll go on a surcharge you, even though it's a
right.
they consider it like a personal use vehicle, and they still surcharge you. Their problem is if you have a commercial auto policy only and do not have a personal auto policy, if you were to drive somebody else's vehicle, you have no coverage. And what that means is, let's say that you have, you know, your XYZ construction company, all your vehicles are on that policy, and then you as the owner go drive your friend's car. Your friend hopefully has insurance, but your commercial auto policy will not pay unless you have something called drive other car coverage on your commercial policy. And that's where
an
endorsement you have to actually buy to have that coverage. An unendorsed commercial policy does not extend coverage to you for driving another vehicle as your personal auto policy does. So that's important to know as well. So I always think it's better to have a personal auto policy just along with it, because that way you have coverage. Then it gets down to, like, you know, you're putting up your business assets for risk if your spouse is driving. I've seen people get canceled as soon as the youth operator has an accident that's driving a company car, and then they end up canceling the policy as well. They get maybe a less chance of getting canceled. So that's one example where you add, obviously we got a new driver, somebody's got a new license. We've had kind of odd situations before where somebody gets married, and we've had somebody to get married from a foreign country. I think, I don't know if it's a mail order bride or what. I don't know how they end up meeting this person.
We don't ask any questions.
But they got a new ride, and you know she's from wherever. If you can't substantiate your driving history, you end up paying a inexperienced surcharge for 3 years, even though the person you're married might be 27 years old. You have to have prior experience to be able to avoid that surcharge.
Right.
So when you get married, you drive. You would be adding, you know, your spouse as a driver. What about when you have, like when Kathy and I got married, she had her auto insurance, I had my auto insurance. What did we do?
We combined them.
And we were both drivers on one policy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think you still see some people that still want to keep that separate. Like, I got married and I have my auto policy, and my husband got his auto policy.
Right.
What do you think about that, Kathy? How should that work?
Well, because they have access to each other's vehicles, it's better that they have be drivers on both, I guess.
I would recommend having it on one policy.
Well, yeah, but if they
I think you need to make sure that your significant other is listed as a driver because you're in the same household and if they drive your car.
The big thing is that they have access to your car. I mean, even if they have to move it to get their car out or whatever, there could be something that can happen. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. So if somebody is driving your car on a regular basis, they need to be added as a driver.
Absolutely.
If it's a one-time thing.
Right.
Of course, first of all, we recommend just not letting somebody else drive your car because you're going to loan your insurance when you loan your car. It's going to come under your insurance, and you're going to be responsible for an accident, even though you don't think you are. Wait till the attorney gets hold of you. You're going to be responsible because you loaned your car, and you're vicariously liable because you loaned the car. It's going to come back on you.
And your insurance.
And it's a surprise to a lot of people because it's happened to us, to our customers, a lot, you know, and it's a good way to run a friendship if you have somebody driving your car and then all of a sudden you're getting sued.
We see a lot with boyfriends and girlfriends like that or something like that too. So definitely if you are dating somebody and they want to drive your car, we tell our daughter that no one's allowed to drive her car except her. And if you keep that kind of situation, that hopefully will avoid problems down the road. Because, you know, then mom and dad's getting sued because they let someone else drive the car and they maybe are not as a good driver or maybe they just had an accident. But then they're getting sued for something that their child or them have not, you know, done.
Right. And you want to, like I said before, when something screws up, I won't be responsible for it. I don't want to have it. I'm responsible for somebody else that made a mistake.
Right.
You know, I feel like I'm responsible for myself. But unfortunately, in these situations, you're liable even though you weren't the one that did it.
Right.
And that's happened
a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you're adding a driver for obviously a new driver. You're going to add a driver if you get married. You want to make sure you're on both policies. What about if you're a business, Kathy? What would be a process if you have, you know, a fleet of vehicles and you're hiring a new employee? What do we need to do?
I would definitely
Before you hire them.
I would definitely, prior to employment, let them know that you're going to run their MVR. And you're
Motor vehicle report.
Right, and check to see that they have a clean record.
Or acceptable driving record.
Acceptable record, yeah.
We will have this where a customer will run us, will give us a new driver license for, hey, I'm hiring Tom Smith to come work for me. We run Tom's record, and maybe it's kind of marginal. Maybe he's had a speeding ticket.
But we can't divulge that. We can only tell them if it's MVR is clear or not clear.
Or if it's acceptable or not acceptable from the insurance company. Because they will insure you, you know, maybe you've got like a stop sign violation or something small. The insurance carrier, maybe a seatbelt ticket or whatever. The insurance carrier is not going to, you know, not add the driver because of something, maybe a small, minor.
But if it's major.
DUI or something, that can be a problem.
Excessive speeding or, you know.
If a super speeder.
Right.
So we've had that. What if you hire an employee and don't add them to the driver? What could happen?
Well, they could be excluded or they not pay the claim.
And that's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
We have one particular company that we unfortunately, you know, sometimes we do business with companies that we have to do business with because there's no other choice. Maybe because of the situation, the account doesn't qualify for a standard insurance, or maybe their prior history has not been good, whatnot. But we have to be very careful because we have to know if there's a driver there or not. And we had one just a couple of years ago where the driver was in the accident was not on the policy. Mm-hmm. And we were not notified, and the company was going to deny the claim based off of not being a driver. Fortunately, it came out okay. So we're going to be back after the break, and we're going to talk about more about when you had a driver, who's driving the vehicle, and how that's covered on your insurance policy. And my name is Mark Moore. I'm with Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. One is in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hayesville, North Carolina. Our office in Blairsville, Georgia is across from Home Depot and next to the post office there in Blairsville, and we are located in the South State Bank building there. We're not part of it, but we're in a wing separately from the bank in the bank building. You can come by and see us there for all your insurance needs there in Blairsville. And then our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's right there, right past the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there at 150 South Main Street, Suite C there in Hiawassee for all your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our location, our main hub is in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're located right next to United Community Bank there, and it's on 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville. Come by and see us, and we'll help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. And then we have a location in Murphy called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's right past Arby's on Highway 64. Go by there and see our folks there in Murphy to help you with your insurance. And lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. And we're located between the United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see us there and check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can like us on Facebook. Also on our website, you can request a quote. So come by and see us. We'd like to help you with all your insurance needs there and any of our locations.
All righty. So today we're talking about when to, it should seem obvious, when to add a driver on your insurance. Surprisingly, people show up all the time driving that we don't know are on the policy. And that could be a real issue, correct, Kathy?
That's correct.
So what you want to do is make sure that anybody driving the vehicle on a regular basis, it's called a regular, I guess, I'm trying to remember the exact word in the policy, but I believe it's on a regular basis. So let's say you're an older person and maybe you have a situation where you're not able to drive anymore, but you still own a vehicle, and your neighbor comes over and they drive you around in your car, and it happens all the time. And not only that, they borrow your car here and there, and they have access to your keys. That person will need to be added. Now, if it's something for the day, you go to Florida and you let your son drive the car for a day, that's okay, because it's called a permissive user. You give them permission to do so, but the line ends when they end up thinking that it's going to on a regular basis. If it's just a one-time thing, your insurance is probably going to be fine. If you're doing it on an ongoing basis, that's the difference. I've had one time we had an account where the gentleman owned a business, and it's good. He's got a letter on the side for his business. We've got his vehicle under a personal auto policy, not commercial, because it's, you know, less than 10,000 pounds. It qualified for a personal use vehicle, and there's also called a business class on the policy. So we got it in the business use. Well, we would see him going down the road, and he's not driving. There's all kind of different employees driving. He had numerous people driving. And so I tried to figure out, we tried to rewrite him under a commercial policy, and he just wasn't going to do it. But I also knew there were people that were driving that were out there that were not on the policy. He didn't want to have them either. And that was, I was worried about that one. Mm-hmm. We ended up, I think he ended up going somewhere else at some point. But I did not like the fact that I knew there were people that were driving his vehicle that we saw
on a regular basis. All the time.
And it was also, it should have been a commercial auto policy, and he just would not do it.
Right.
What about if we're in the business of delivering? Like, say we're taking people to the airport and we're getting paid to do it. How's that going to work, Kathy?
Well, it's going to be an issue.
It's going to be an issue because you have no coverage.
Right.
If you're using your personal auto for delivery for a business, that could be a real issue. And there's an exclusion in your policy for that. So you get, that has to be addressed, too.
Or if you're also delivering pizzas. So that would be a personal vehicle, too, is another situation. You need to be aware of that.
And whatever company that is using employees to make deliveries in their own personal vehicle, or even with us being an insurance agency owner, if we have an agent going out to seek somebody, we can be brought into litigation if they're working for more insurance and say one of our agent goes out to cause an accident and the plaintiff's attorney finds out that they were on our dime or on our clock. That we could get sued for that, and we have to have an endorsement called a non-owned auto endorsement, which means that we don't own the car, but we're still getting sued because of one of our employees was driving their vehicle. Our policy will not respond unless I've got a non-owned auto endorsement
hired
on there.
A hired
endorsement. We normally group it together like hired and non-owned, but a hired vehicle means that you've rented the vehicle. So that would also be the case as well. So that's when to add, you know, not only are we talking about drivers, but we also have to think about is your vehicle covered for certain situations as well.
Right.
So that could be an issue, and we've seen these issues happen before. So so what if somebody just steals your car and they go on a joyride and they have an accident? Who's responsible for that? What's your policy going to do?
First of all, if they steal it, you didn't give them permission.
Yes.
So that's the difference. And if they damage it, of course, you would have it. I mean, he damages it. Stealing would be considered under comp.
Well, yeah.
But if they hit something, that'd be a collision.
We're not picking up liability for the thief.
Right.
However, it gets a little more dicey in this. I had a conversation with a claims adjuster one time. The thief was somebody the person knew, and they also knew where the access to the keys were at. And it's like, well, what about, you know, you gave them access to these keys. Could you be liable for that? And that might be a stretch,
right?
But it could be
a situation.
That could be a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to control, you know, who's got access to your car. And you don't want to just let anybody drive your car because
you loan your car, you're
liable
your
for that.
Yes.
And we said that so many times on the show, and we've got illustrations about that.
I don't think people get it, though, sometimes. So
they don't get it.
It's good to remind people.
Until they get those lawsuit papers, they do not get it.
Right.
And like, how can I be responsible? I wasn't even driving. Yeah, it was my car, but I wasn't driving it. How am I responsible for this?
Right.
But you are. And they're going to try to pin that on you. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to do one of the first things about risk management is if you can avoid the loss, which means you just don't do it.
Right.
So be sure and add, you know, call your agent and make sure that you're added on there. Or your drivers are added on there because that's important. What about if we have a company furnished vehicle, Kathy? It's like somebody, like you work for EMC or you work for a business that gives you a vehicle, and you wreck in that vehicle. What do you have to have? You have to have an endorsement. Because you're not automatically covered for driving a vehicle that somebody else owns that's given to you to drive.
Right.
There's an endorsement called a company furnished vehicle endorsement on the policy. Needs to be on there to be covered for driving a company furnished vehicle.
We've also seen situations with the elderly, like maybe they can't drive anymore right now, and so they have a friend or somebody from church that will drive them to the store, or they'll drive them to the bank or something like that, and that there can be issues there too because they're allowing them to drive. They have permission, but then they decide, hey, can I borrow your car? And they feel obligated because they've been in there helping them out. And so just, again, be careful and not to let people, you know.
Just tell them you need to add them on my insurance.
Right.
You drive my car.
All the time.
I need to have you on my insurance policy.
Right.
You might be surprised. We have a bad record.
Right.
We've had people sometimes that we try to add and we can't add them because their record's bad.
Right.
And the company, if we did add them, they would, sometimes they even exclude the driver. They'll say, we will not add this driver. They're excluded.
Right.
I had one years ago where it was a commercial account where we had excluded driver, and the owner of the business, the guy was excluded, ended up being driving the car in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, Mark, you know, this was like telling your kids not to do something, they do it anyway. You can't be in those situations either. So we're wrapping up things today, but just be mindful about somebody driving your car, it's very likely it needs to be added on your insurance policy as a driver, because that's important when it comes to claim time. So, again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore signing off for another show today. And we will be back next week talking about some other topic about insurance. Right, Kathy?
Yes.
So excited about that?
Can't wait.
Okay. See you next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.